There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers, and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
ES Audio.
What's up? I'm John Weeks, and this is the Evening Standard's Tech and Science Daily. Coming up, the White House's plan to tackle the US zombie drug. First, though, scientists are getting close to formally announcing that we're in a new epoch, or period of time, called the Anthropocene. Experts have given names to certain time periods throughout the history of Earth to distinguish between times of major global environmental changes. At the moment, officially, we're living through the Holocene, which began around 11,700 years ago and signifies the time since the end of the last ice age. But scientists argue that evidence from the ultra-remote, muddy Crawford Lake in Canada suggests human activities began to have a significant influence on global systems since the 1950s. In the lake, they found the man-made radioactive element plutonium, as well as evidence of microplastics, ash from coal-fired power stations, and concrete. Scientists argue that this new geological time segment marks the beginning of humanity's irreversible impact on Earth. Microsoft has been given the green light to go ahead with its purchase of Activision Blizzard in the US. A judge in the States ruled that the merger can go ahead on the basis that the tech giant will keep Call of Duty on PlayStation rather than make it an Xbox exclusive.
A friendly AC-130 in the air.
It's a big win for Microsoft, who are now set to reopen talks with the UK competitions watchdog about the merger here. Back in May, it was approved by the European Union, whose regulators said they accept commitments made by Microsoft that the merger wouldn't lessen competition in the gaming sector. The CEO of a global tech services firm that focuses on artificial intelligence has told us the technology can benefit society if it's done right.
It has to be done right in terms of having the right governance and regulatory frameworks around AI to make sure that digital ethics, security, data privacy, all of those things are considered as part of doing AI right.
Pamela Maynard from Avanade is the latest to call for appropriate regulation around the use of AI. She said in her experience, there is a real focus in the industry on making sure it's governed correctly.
All of my client conversations and our client conversations actually do contain an aspect of what can we do with it, but then also how can we govern it. And so I am seeing that in our client base, absolutely.
Pamela's not the first to call for regulation, as we know. There have been even stronger calls to pause the development of AI from the likes of Elon Musk, Apple, and DeepMind, over fears that the tech poses a risk to society and civilization. But Pamela told us she thinks we're a long way off any serious threat from the technology.
I think it's years and years and years and years away before that existential threat, if you like, it replaces humans or whatever it is, actually occurs. I actually do believe, you know, that done right, AI can enable a more human-centric world.
Now, the White House has set out a new plan to tackle what's been called a zombie drug, impacting thousands of people across the US. Officials have put together a plan to try to beef up testing, tracking, and treatment of street drugs laced with xylazine. It's a veterinary tranquilizer that's contributed to an alarming rise in overdose deaths across the country. The drug got its name because it rots the skin of those who use it. It's increasingly mixed or cut by drug dealers into supplies of fentanyl in the US. Scientists from France and Norway have reset the clock on the moon and found parts of its surface are actually 200 million years older than previously thought. Researchers combined two methods of estimating the age of the moon's surface, combining data from samples of rock taken from the Apollo mission with a process known as crater counting. Professor Stephanie Werner from the University of Oslo said the research showed an intense period of bombardment from space actually took place before extensive volcanic activity that formed the man in the moon patterns we see today. She said that the Earth was almost certain to have also suffered this earlier bombardment from space. Coming up, the portable dementia test that could catch cases sooner, and the father gene that makes babies greedy. Why not hit follow and give us a rating during the break?
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
Welcome back. North Korea has launched a missile with its longest ever flight time just days after making a threat to the US. The missile flew for 74 minutes, covered a distance of 1,000 kilometers, and reached an altitude of 6,000 kilometers. The launch came after heated complaints from North Korea in recent days accusing American spy planes of violating airspace in its economic zones. North Korea's Kim Yo-jong, the powerful sister of leader Kim Jong-un, warned US forces would face a very critical flight if they continued illegal intrusion. Experts say a new portable test for dementia and Alzheimer's could help to spot the condition in people much sooner, helping patients get treatment earlier. Researchers from the universities of Bath and Bristol have been testing the device called Fastball EEG, which measures patients' brainwaves while they watch a series of images on a screen. Users wear an electroencephalogram headset, which is linked to a computer for analysis, to look for subtle changes in how the brain remembers an image. The researchers said that this response changes as a person develops dementia, which offers some hope for early diagnosis. And finally, new research suggests that unborn babies use a greedy gene from their father to remote control their mother into feeding them extra food. University of Cambridge scientists found that the fetus actually controls its mother's metabolism, so the two are in a nutritional tug of war. The mother's body wants the baby to survive, but it also needs to keep enough glucose and fats circulating in her system for her own health. The team behind the research said it's the first direct evidence that a gene inherited from the father is signalling to the mother to divert nutrients to the fetus. You're up to date. Come back at 4 o'clock and search for the Leader Podcast. We'll be back tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock. See you then.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.